This is the BBC.
Hi, I'm Felicity Finch. You may know me better as Ruth Archer. And just before you head to Ambridge, I want to tell you about the BBC Radio 4 Christmas Appeal with St Martin in the Fields. Each year, the appeal helps thousands of people experiencing homelessness to take their first steps back to a safe and secure place to live. If you're homeless, the journey back happens one tentative step at a time. It's not just a matter of food, shelter, and work. It's small gestures of listening, encouragement, thoughtfulness, seeing people for who they are that makes such a big difference. Through the small act of making a donation to the Christmas Appeal, you can make a big difference for people right across the UK. Please support the BBC Radio 4 Christmas Appeal with St Martin in the Fields by donating online on the Radio 4 website. Your kindness makes such a difference to the lives of thousands of people every year. Now I'm off to Ambridge and enjoy this podcast from the BBC. Thank you.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Susan asked me and Chris to spend Christmas Day with them.
Did you say yes?
We can say no. Susan reminded me it's their turn.
Does your mother know?
No, not yet.
Good luck with that.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sure I heard her saying that without you two, the whole day would be a complete disaster.
Oh.
As you know, Debbie's staying in Hungary this year.
Oh, don't say that. I've been trying to come up with an excuse, but I can't think of any.
Excuse for what, Alice?
Spending Christmas Day at Ambridge View.
Oh, Mum won't like that.
Oh, not you as well. You know, I'd much rather be here.
Well, that's what family life's all about, making hard decisions.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. I hear you're having major doubts about Brexit now, Adam.
Who told you that?
Dad did.
Thanks, Brian.
Well, you did say you were concerned about getting hold of enough pickers next year.
Well, yes, but that's hardly the same.
Oh, it's Peggy. I'll take it through here.
Hi there.
Morning, Johnny.
Peggy, can you hold on a second? I just want to shut
There's the no door. Reason to get all pessimistic about Brexit, though.
No, I'm being realistic. There's a difference.
As soon as a problem comes along, you just change your mind.
All I was doing was expressing a genuine concern over what's going to happen with foreign workers, especially if they don't feel welcome.
Oh, they'll be fine.
You don't know that.
Shall I wait outside?
Oh, sorry, Johnny. Sit down. I'll be with you in a sec.
Okay.
So long as they earn more money here than they do at home, they'll keep coming.
It's not just that, though. There's also the threat of substandard food flooding the market at rock-bottom prices.
You really are Mr. Pessimistic. What do you think, Johnny?
I'd try and steer clear of politics.
Very sensible.
But you can't just ignore what's going on in the world.
I didn't mean that.
Oh, no, sorry, Johnny, I'm not getting at you.
That's OK.
No, he's getting at me, but only because he knows I'm right.
Oh, come on, Alice. Even you've got to admit we're hardly making great progress.
Oh, ye of little faith. You'd never think he voted for it, would you?
I don't know.
Yes, I did, but I didn't vote for all the indecision and uncertainty.
Well, I think it's going to open up a whole new world of fantastic opportunities.
I hope you're right, but only so long as we maintain standards and don't end up being undercut by sharp practice and unfair competition.
Oh, honestly, Adam, it's not going to happen.
You say that, but it would be a pity if that high-tech company of yours had to pay tariffs to get your stuff into the EU.
You're not going to change my mind.
Perhaps not, but you wouldn't be so happy then, would you?
Oh, we'll be okay. Don't you worry.
Has anyone offered you a cup of tea, Johnny?
No.
Oh, sorry, Johnny. We should have done.
Hope they haven't been ignoring you.
It's okay. It's been interesting.
Adam's been coming up with all these reasons why Brexit's not going to work.
Oh, no, not that again.
Actually, Johnny, we should get going.
Sure, no problem.
We can have tea later.
Does that mean I've won, then?
It's a Christmas pear and chocolate tiramisu trifle.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I'm trying something different this year, instead of Christmas pudding.
I don't blame me.
Yeah, but Peggy and Chris have got to like it. So they're coming over on Christmas Day, hence the practice one.
I'm sure they'll love it.
We want to cheer them up. After everything that's happened with Hugo Melling and Matt.
I know, poor Chris.
Peggy seems to have taken it quite hard too. So, it'll be us, Johnny and them on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's nice. I bet Henry can't wait, can he?
No. He'd been telling Jack all about what to expect. Right. Just let those melt together.
Oh, actually, I wanted to talk to you about that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't really ask Helen in front of Henry. I mean, do you think it'd be okay if I got them something like Lego?
Oh, that'd be perfect. Henry loves building things.
Great.
By the way, how are things going on the baby front, if you don't mind my asking?
No, it's fine. Adam's booked us an appointment at the fertility clinic next week.
Right, well, good luck with that.
Thank you. You've got a big week coming up, haven't you?
Yes, with the decision about the planning application.
When is it?
Thursday afternoon.
Oh, are you going?
No. Tony says we can watch it online. I'm not sure I can bear to if we get turned down.
Ah, you won't though, will you?
Well, Justin seemed very confident last time we spoke. But it's up to the council now.
Oh, I'm sorry, you want to be careful your chocolate mixture doesn't start to boil.
Oh, no, I know. Thanks. Don't worry, it's fine.
That's good. No, I've been thinking about the Grey Gables Christmas menu.
Well, isn't that already fixed?
Well, yeah, it is and it isn't.
What do you mean?
Well, at the moment it's just straight down the line traditional and frankly it's quite boring.
Don't people want that though?
No, not enough of them judging by the bookings so far. I want to give them some alternatives, dishes with a wow factor.
Such as?
Okay, well, for starters, I was thinking Stilton and walnut flatbread with pickled red cabbage.
Oh, sounds interesting.
Then, for mains, coffee-crusted sirloin steak and turmeric-frosted smoked trout.
You don't think they sound a little too different?
And I was thinking vegetable mezze as well. I want to be more innovative than the Duxford sisters. Make things that'll put Grey Gables on the map.
But for the right reasons, surely.
Well, you find these sorts of dishes all over London. There's no reason people here can't have them too.
Well, I suppose that's my point. This is Borsetshire, not London.
So?
People do like something more familiar at Christmas.
Yeah.
Whenever we introduce exotic seasonal items in the shop, they never sell.
No, do they not?
It's like the kefir at the moment. Though, hopefully, that'll pick up in the spring.
Right. Okay, so you really don't think people will go for those dishes?
We had a grain consignment go out yesterday, but they always leave a mess.
Right.
I want you to sweep this whole section. It's pretty straightforward, to be honest.
Okay.
Right.
Can I ask you something?
Oh, sure.
What you were saying earlier, about Brexit and everything.
Uh-huh.
Did you mean all that?
Oh, I probably sounded more pessimistic than I am. Alice had me worked up. She's very good at that.
Oh, right.
I still think the basic idea behind Brexit is a good one, but if you're asking whether I think anyone has a clear idea what's going to happen in farming, then no, I don't.
Not even farmers?
No, because we're dependent on what the politicians decide, and right now, they seem to be spending more time arguing amongst themselves than giving us a clear vision for the future.
But you think farming's got a future? I haven't chosen the wrong career.
Oh, don't worry, Johnny. They'll always need people to work the land, grow crops and rear animals.
Well, it'd get harder for people like me, though, the more they get machines to do everything.
Well, it is true. There'll be increasing use of robotics, driverless tractors and the like.
That's what I mean.
But they'll still need highly trained people to operate and look after those machines. People who have worked their way up and learned all the skills.
I suppose so.
And you're in exactly the right place to make sure you're one of them, if that's what you want. You know, the more I think about it, the more you're right, Pat.
Well, of course.
I mean, Christmas is a time for old favourites.
Yep, I think so. Yeah,
like Borsetshire Blue. I could make a whole menu from this alone. That's so delicious.
What stands out for me is when old favourites are done really well. Or with a twist to make them even better.
You're a genius, Pat.
That's slightly overdoing it.
No, you are. We should be giving people what they already know and like, only even better.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, just simple food, done brilliantly, like Helen's cheese.
Quality and simplicity are always good selling points.
Exactly.
I mean, once you get past the snob value, do people really want what the likes of the Duxford sisters are offering?
Quite right. You know, what I need to do now is look up as many traditional dishes as I can find.
That should be fun.
And if there's a strong Barsetshire connection, even better.
Okay, you haven't finished your cheese and biscuits.
No, I'm sorry, Pat. I just want to put something together to present to Oliver and Kathy on Tuesday. No time to lose.
Surely you can tell Susan we invited you first.
She asked me and I said you hadn't.
Oh, Alice, I was relying on you two.
I know, but now I've said yes, it'd be rude if we came here instead.
Plus, Susan would never forgive us.
Yes.
Oh, well, I suppose we'll just have to make do with Kate, Nolitando, Phoebe and Rory.
What about Adam and Ian?
Well, Ian's working.
Of course.
But yes, Adam should be here.
Imagine if Susan serves up some ghastly turkey and kefir concoction.
Oh, gosh, wouldn't that be awful?
Seriously, I wouldn't put it past her. Though at least at Susan's, they won't spend all day moaning about Brexit.
Shall we put that one to bed, Alice?
Yes, let's.
After all, you won, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
I came back for a flask of coffee.
There's one there on the side for you.
Oh, thanks, Mum. That's great.
Right, I'm off to see what Kate and Nolitando are up to.
And can you tell them that lunch is at one?
Yeah, will do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Look at the rain. Oh, bye.
If only the world were as simple as Alice seems to think it is.
Mm. How are you and Ian, darling? Have you gone back to that forum thing?
Yes, we promised ourselves a session tonight. I'm actually looking forward to it.
Oh, good. Well, I'm just glad that everything seems to be looking up for you finally.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Have you heard there's a halt on the Anne?
Yes, yes, rather exciting.
Yeah, I don't suppose anyone's seen the otter, though.
No, not yet. But, oh, Jim and Robert are both determined to be first.
Of course. Well, good luck to them. They're notoriously difficult to spot.
Let's hope word doesn't get around too far, or the hordes will start gathering, won't they, Brian?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Anyway, I'll go and check on the sheep. See you later.
Okay, darling.
I've just had Martin Gibson and Annabelle badgering me about these wretched articles the Echo's running on Matt and Hugo Melling.
Mm, about the scam?
Yeah, there's something online that specifically mentioned Matt's involvement with BL. As if that's got anything to do with it.
What do they want you to do?
Set up an emergency board meeting to strategise how we counter the bad PR.
Well, that seems sensible.
No, it would be if I didn't have so many other things on, like the shoot on Wednesday.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, Peggy rang earlier too.
Mm, did she?
She wants me to set up a meeting with her accountant.
Did she say why?
No, it's probably something to do with the markets. But she wants to see him tomorrow.
Oh, well, I expect she's got her reasons.
Well, hopefully I'll have better luck with her accountant than I had getting hold of Justin.
Really?
Well, whenever I speak to Anthea, she says he's completely booked up. And he's not answering his phone either.
Yeah, it's the same with Lillian.
Yeah. Very convenient the way she's managed to disappear. Especially considering this is all her fault.
That's a little bit harsh.
Is it, Jenny?
Yes.
The knock-on effects of whatever she did with Matt are already damaging our reputation.
Yeah, true.
And the more those reporters dig around, who knows what else they might come up with.
No, you're right. It's very irresponsible of her.
Yeah. And what we have to do now is make sure this whole mess doesn't get any worse than it already is.
How many cuttings do we need for the grafting?
Oh, as many as we can get. There won't be no more after this.
Not once they pull these trees up.
That's a crying shame.
Yeah, I know. Though it does make our cider more exclusive.
Yeah, so long as we get the tasting right.
Yeah, true. And that ain't always easy.
But if we does, it's like a rare breed, a special treat.
Yeah, especially with the turkey.
Because it's made by princes.
And drunk by men.
So how come you agreed to be a dame in the panto then?
Oh, don't ask, Dad. Was Nick persuaded me?
Be off your head.
Yeah, probably. Jazzer and Kirsty have said they'll be jesters, so I'm not the only one.
More fool them, eh? How many turkeys we got left?
A fair few. We need to keep pushing them.
We're doing better than the Fair Brothers with their geese, though.
I heard they've hardly sold any. What a shame.
Makes a change for us to get one over on them.
Oh, don't it just. Hey, Fancy a pint after this?
No, that's the best idea I've heard all day.
Morning, Jolene.
So, you're up then?
Oh, just had a little lion.
Cup of tea?
I've already had one.
Listen, this came this morning.
Oh, is that our wedding invitation?
Yes.
Good. Most people should have got them by now.
So it's still going ahead?
Of course. Why wouldn't it?
Well, only that you're still here while Justin's on his own at the Dower House.
No, be fine. Don't worry. I'm just giving him a bit more space.
You don't have to pretend with me, Lillian.
Honestly, darling, I'm not pretending. Everything's fine.
Aren't you going to check that?
It'll only be Jenny pestering me again. Now, Justin and I do still have a couple of issues to resolve, but it'll all work out.
And what are your plans for today?
Nothing much.
You won't stay up here, though, will you?
Why, is that a problem?
No! Oh, you can do what you like. But, it might be good to, you know, keep busy. I could do with a few bits from the shop if you pass that way.
I might not be.
Might do you good. Bit of air.
Well, I'll see how I go.
You don't want folk thinking you're hiding away or anything.
Who's going to be worrying about me?
I am. It's up to you, Lillian. But the longer you stay up here, the harder this is all going to get.
I'll drop the gin round in the next couple of days.
You can't do that.
What, Joe?
Hand over a bottle of gin to Sabrina Sweet with her goose, can he, Eddie? She was supposed to be having one of our turkeys.
But I really need the sale.
That's bribery.
It's only the same as you're doing with the turkeys.
Yeah, you've nicked our idea and all.
It was a one-off, guys.
It's unfair competition, that's what it is.
Dead right.
Look, you're blowing it out of proportion. I haven't got time for this.
That's right, you slink off, Rex Fairbrother. You know you're in the wrong.
You ain't heard the last of this.
I can't believe he did that.
Oh, I know he's had a lot going on with Anisha's mum's funeral and everything, but that's no excuse.
So much for being the fair brothers.
Don't you worry, Dad. We're on to a winner with our tumble tussock. I'll be damned if I'll let Rex Fairbrother ruin it.
Oh, sorry, Jennifer. I haven't seen Lillian at all recently.
Oh, well, I expect she's tied up with wedding preparations.
All ready for Christmas, Alan? It's the busiest time for you.
Oh, it's not too bad. At least I'm not doing the nativity this year.
That's true. Oh, I see you bought some kefir.
Yes, Helen persuaded me.
Good luck with that.
Well, we've had it before. Usha quite likes it. Oh, morning, Harrison.
Morning.
Investigations still ongoing, are they?
Any chance you might actually bring the right person in this time?
Yes, our inquiries are still ongoing, Brian. It was nothing personal with Adam, I'm sure you understand.
So half the village is still under suspicion, then?
We're not giving up, if that's what you mean.
Of course. And it's rather a lot of people who'd happily run over Matt Crawford.
I'm afraid I couldn't possibly comment.
No, I don't suppose you can.
Come on, Jenny, let's pop in on Jolene. I'm sure she'll have heard from Lillian.
All right, darling.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm not a popular man at the moment.
Right.
People don't like it when you start questioning them, or their family and friends.
No, I suppose not.
Anyway, how's the panto going?
Oh, well, not bad. Neil's agreed to be our king.
That's good.
He did have a moment when he realised he's married to Eddie.
I'm not surprised.
Plus, Barry and Nathan have agreed to be the horse.
Hey, who's going to be the back end?
Well, that's still to be decided. But it's first rehearsal tomorrow, and we still haven't got any of our three leads.
Oh, that's not so good.
You wouldn't believe how difficult it is trying to persuade people.
Oh, I would. It was the same with the cricket team.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, well, you can talk about team spirit, having fun and doing it for the community till you're blue in the face.
Yeah, it can be quite dispiriting.
My advice is to just keep going, Alan. You'll get there in the end.
Well, actually, you do know that you would make the perfect Prince Florizel.
Oh, hey, now, the thing is...
Think of the fun you'll have. Building team spirit. Doing it for the community.
No, I can see where you...
Say yes, Harrison. You won't regret it. Please.
Oh, it'll be fine.
No, you says that now, but making the perfect tumble tussock is no mean feat, Eddie.
It might be better than their gin, surely.
Well, of course. If we get it right.
I suppose that's all we can do, though, isn't it?
All her eggs in one basket.
Yeah. Emma's got her first parish council tonight.
Yeah, well, maybe she can do something about the Fair Brothers and their gin.
Yeah, she did speed watch again last night.
Don't envy her. Not in this cold.
Well, if it stops another accident like Matt Crawford's.
Oh, accident, my foot.
They haven't arrested anyone, though, yet.
Yeah, too many suspects. I reckon it's got to be Justin Elliott.
How'd you work that in?
Well, stands to reason, doesn't it?
Oh, I suppose.
First he finds out Matt's ripping off his mate Letty.
Yeah. Then on the night of the ball, he goes to have it out with him.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But when he sees him, he gets so worked up he loses control and boom, he hits him.
What, deliberate?
Oh, I wouldn't put it past him.
Justin Elliott's got a lot to answer for.
Yeah, that's what all these ruthless businessmen are like.
How dare you?
Hey? Oh, Lillian...
Look, if you're going to talk about people, at least make sure they're not in earshot. It's a disgusting slander.
Well, sorry, we didn't really...
God knows Matt has plenty of enemies, but it could have been anyone, a random stranger.
Yeah, well, we were only
joking. Oh, no, you two come up with some half-baked, ludicrous theory, blaming it all on Justin.
No, you won't blame
me. No, I'm
here. Jenny, did you just hear those appalling allegations?
Eddie, please, will you excuse us?
Of course.
Look, I need a word now.
Jenny, I haven't finished.
No, I think you have.
Another point?
Where on earth have you been?
I've been staying here for a few days.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
I just needed a bit of space.
We've been looking for you everywhere.
Have you?
Yes. Everyone wants to know what's happening with the wedding.
Oh, ladies, what would you say if I said to you, bad fairy?
I'm sorry?
I haven't got one, you see.
This isn't the time, Alan.
Yeah, but
no,
I...
No, the answer's no.
Oh. Well, I'll leave you to it, then.
Right. Lillian, you're coming back to Home Farm.
I had no choice, Jolene, not after what I just said.
Oh, you'll make a lovely prince.
It's the last thing I need.
Well, might win you a few brownie points around the village, though.
Well, I know, but even worse, Alan persuaded me to sign up Fallon as well, as Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, did you ask her first?
Well,
you'll be in trouble.
I already am. She was livid when I told her. Oh, why do I keep putting my foot in it?
Oh, it's only a panto. Could be worse.
Yeah, when I think about what Christine's going through.
Yeah, don't feel too sorry for yourself.
Oh, if only we could catch the devils and get her money back.
But Matt and Hugo are long gone.
I know, and there isn't a cat in hell's chance now. I just can't help wondering if whoever ran Matt over might hold, I don't know, some sort of clue over this whole thing. At least it'd be a start, some sort of justice for Christine.
Oh, sorry, Harrison. Can you take the crisps in?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I need to have a word with someone. Rex! Rex! Hold on, will you?
Hi, Jolene.
You've been giving away our gin.
It's only a quarter bottle.
How come you didn't check with us first?
It was a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Does Toby know?
Well, he's given me a few he's been using for promotions.
So he never told us either?
Sorry.
What's the point in us being shareholders if you two are giving away scruff gin behind our backs?
It really isn't much. And I don't know how else I'll sell the geese.
Oh, look, you've done all right before.
Yeah, not this year. I'll be lucky to get rid of half of them.
Well, how come?
Probably because I've been going up and down to Glasgow.
Oh, look, I know. You've been brilliant with Anisha.
Taxi work's down too. Can't do the hours.
Yeah. Yeah, it must be tough.
I'm missing her like crazy.
Of course you are. But you still should have told us.
Don't suppose you want to order another 20 birds?
Oh, is it really that bad?
It's not great.
Well, come and have a drink, Rex, on the house.
Now you know everything. But it's not over with Justin, I know that.
Well, hopefully not.
You're back then, Lillian.
Yeah, Jenny, track me down.
I've just taken your mother to see her accountant.
Really? Yes, I wonder why.
Well, not really any of our business, though, is it?
No, of course it isn't.
Look, if you don't mind, I think I'll go and lie down.
It's all right.
I take it she's staying, then?
Yes, but at least she's finally opened up about Matt.
And did they?
No, I don't think so. But they obviously came very close. Mm. She says Matt got right under her skin.
Oh, silly woman.
Oh.
I had a real struggle not to lose my temper.
You should have, after all the damage he's caused. Looks as though we can't get this meeting together till Friday at the earliest.
Oh, by which time there could be much more bad PR.
Exactly.
Oh, I just don't understand how she let everything get so out of hand.
Ooh, she does have form in that area.
Well, how do you mean?
Matt told me once she had an affair with his half-brother.
What? With Paul Morgan?
The very same.
Oh, no, she can't have. I mean, I knew he had feelings for her, but no, she wouldn't.
Well, I know Matt can lie for England, but on that occasion, I have to say I believed him.
For heaven's sake, why didn't you tell me?
I'm sorry, Ooh, is that a wedding invitation?
Oh, yes, it arrived today.
They're not still going ahead.
Lillian thinks they are. She insists nothing's changed.
Really?
And frankly, I don't see how they possibly can.
Freddie, we've been through all this. You know Falaraki's out of the question.
Then why bother calling? Especially at college, it's embarrassing.
Because I hardly see you, and we really need to...
Mum, I can't do this now.
Freddie. Oh. Right. Move on.
Hello, Ian Craig here.
Ian, it's Elizabeth Pargeter.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I'm ringing to see if you can help me out with Lillian and Justin's wedding.
Yeah, okay. What do you want to know?
Well, if it's still going ahead, really...
Nobody's told me any different. Oh, why do you think...
No, look, it's just, I don't know if you've heard, but Lillian's moved out of the Dower House. She's staying at Home Farm.
Oh, well, I knew she'd been staying at the Bull for a few days.
Was she? Oh, dear. Well, that doesn't sound good.
Sorry, Elizabeth, you really need to speak to Lillian or Justin.
Okay, Ian, sorry to have bothered you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Multitasking, hey?
When am I ever not?
So, how about telling me all your brilliant plans for the exciting new Christmas menu?
If I had time, Lexi, it'd be great to practice my pitch for Oliver and Kathy on you, but right now, there's no chance.
Ah, that's a shame.
Look, don't worry. If they like it, you'll hear all about it, and if they don't, well, you won't have missed anything.
You timed that well.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
If you don't mind me asking, Elizabeth, how did you know I was here?
Oh, Mum told me. You know how the Ambridge grapevine works as well as I do.
Yes, I do.
It's not a secret, is it?
No, of course not. No. The only reason I'm here is because Justin and I thought it would be fun to take a more traditional approach to the wedding.
Oh?
Not living together, darling. You know, I mean, that's how it was for everyone in the old days.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
It's like we're marrying for the first time.
I see.
Whetting the appetite, as it were. You know, what they say about absence, making the heart grow fonder.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Lillian.
No, that's all right.
But can I please just double-check that everything's still going ahead as planned?
Yes. Yes, why wouldn't it be?
Well, it's not uncommon for brides to have a little wobble before the big day.
No, I'm fine.
Well, there's really no shame. And I'm only asking because I want everything to go smoothly. Everyone has problems of one sort or another.
Yes, well, I expect that's when they have doubts about the men they're marrying. No such worries here, darling. Justin is the perfect man. I really don't deserve him. We can't wait.
Well, that's nice to hear.
And we both love all your arrangements. Really, we do.
Thank you. Though perhaps it wouldn't be a bad idea, you know, to go through them one last time.
No, there's no need, Elizabeth. But
so long as you're sure, you're happy with the music and the
floor... Yes, darling. I have complete confidence in your immaculate taste.
Now... Can you tell me anything about it?
Look, I can't. Lexi, I'm running late as it is.
You should keep your chef's coat on, not this jacket.
Well, I need to make a good impression.
Even though they know exactly who you are.
Yeah.
How does my hair look?
Superb. If only you had more of it.
Thanks. Wish me luck.
Good luck, but you won't need it.
And Nolitando is still eating me out of house and home. I don't know where she puts it all.
Well, it's good for Freddy to have a friend, though.
Yeah, she's a nice girl, really. I'm just surprised she doesn't want to spend her time with Kate, you know, before she goes home.
Yeah, well, according to Jenny, they do tend to clash slightly. Too similar.
Well, she's round at ours so often, it's a wonder Kate sees her at all.
Yeah.
But at least she cheers Freddy up. That's something I don't seem to be very good at these days. Making Freddy happy.
Oh?
Well, it's like their birthday, for example.
Oh, it's their 18th, isn't it?
Yeah, Freddy doesn't even want to be here. He'd much rather be in Falaraki.
Oh, that sounds adventurous.
I thought a nice family tea party, so we can celebrate them becoming adults.
Yeah, let me guess, they're not very keen.
Well, Freddy certainly isn't.
Well, darling, was it the sort of thing you wanted when you were 18?
Probably not. But I'm happy for them to do something else as well.
Well, then that's your answer.
Knowing Freddy, he'd probably want an all-night rave.
I'm sure you'll come up with something.
By the way, you're not in the panto, are you?
Oh, good heavens, no.
Mum thought Alan might have asked you to play the bad fairy.
Oh, charming. He did, actually, but I don't think he'll be asking me again.
It's the first rehearsal tonight, I believe.
Yes, well, rather them than me. Oh, look, darling, it stopped raining.
Oh, right then, I'll leave you to it. Bye, Lillian.
Bye, darling. Thanks ever so much for popping round.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And if there's anything else to do with the wedding that you want to talk to...
No, no, Elizabeth, everything's wonderful. All we need now is a bright, sunny day, a bit of snow, and it'll be perfect.
See you guys!
They can't hear you.
Doesn't matter. Ugh, if only Lily didn't have the car today.
Worse. It's only a bit of rain.
And this bus is never on time.
It won't be that long, Moody.
Yeah, sorry. It's just a real pain. No one wants to go out tonight.
I know, right? Sad or what?
Just means another night in getting hassle from my mum.
She's not that bad.
Yes, she is. You know, she rang me at lunchtime just to have another go at me about my birthday.
Have a go at you?
It's so embarrassing. I'm just glad Ellis never heard. He'd think I was a right saddo.
Do you care that much what Ellis thinks?
Yeah. I mean, he's top, though, isn't he? Mal's great, too, and the rest of them.
The cool gang, right?
Have you got a problem with them?
No. You can make friends with whoever you like.
Oh, thanks. You know, it was you that got me in with them anyway, with the shrooms.
I know.
And we're making money, aren't we? What's not to like?
I suppose. Ellis is a bit up himself, though, isn't he?
How do you mean?
Well, he never bothered with you before you had something he wanted.
Are you jealous?
Why would I be jealous?
I don't know.
Maybe you shouldn't be so fan clubby with him. He looks a bit desperate.
Yeah, right. Okay, thanks for the advice. It's so helpful. But next time, don't bother.
Finally, you can tell me how your pitch went. Though I probably don't need to ask.
It was amazing, Lexi. They loved it.
I knew it! Oh.
Thanks.
Did you put drugs in their coffee or something?
I didn't need to. No, they just really went for the whole concept of simple, traditional food of the highest quality.
Yes, yeah, so they should.
And do you know what Oliver liked best of all?
Nope.
This book of traditional Barsetshire recipes I found online.
Really?
Like Baron's beefcake.
Oh.
And Fool's Errand.
Wait, what is Fool's Errand?
Well, that was an iced summer pudding you had to keep cold in the days before fridges.
Ah, okay.
No, but the one that really blew them away was Charlie's Pockets.
Charlie's Pockets?
Yeah, it's well, it's a bit like an apple pie. Only the story goes that the fillings made up of things that were in Charles II's pockets, you know, when he was hiding from the Roundheads in the Civil War.
Like rubber bands and handkerchiefs.
No. Things that kept him going, like fruit and nuts and acorns.
Oh, not acorns.
Maybe not. But you never know. Oh, and they said that they wanted to make my name a big draw, which is a bit weird.
How?
They're going to take out some adverts promoting Ian Craig at Grey Gables.
Oh, so now your head is going to become enormous.
I hope not. But the pressure's definitely on. I've got to prove myself against the likes of the Duxford sisters.
Those women will soon have their noses out of their joints.
Oh, sorry, excuse me. Yeah, Kathy wants me to unveil the new menu at next week's Barchester Land Christmas party.
Wow.
Yeah. If I can impress them, it'll be a great start. But it doesn't leave much time.
We'll be fine.
You know, none of this would have happened if you hadn't pushed me into it in the first place.
Well, you do all the hard work.
Look, I can't tell you how much it means to me, Lexi, now that you, me and Roy are mates again.
It's sorted. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Well, you could say that right now, things are definitely looking up.
I keep telling you, Mum, who has a poxy family tea for their 18th? No one!
I know you wanted to go abroad.
Yeah, well, that's never going to happen, is it?
Why don't you just listen to your mum, Freddie?
Shut up, man.
Freddie.
Sorry.
Fine.
Now listen, everyone is going to want to see you. They'll have bought you presents. It's only for a few hours.
But we see them all the time.
That's not what your mum means.
And you can do something else as well. You can go out afterwards.
Why should I be doing what everyone else wants? It's my birthday.
And Lily's.
And Lily says she's happy with it. Turn that down, will you?
Even if she is, which I seriously doubt, I'm not happy with it.
Freddie, you can't go on holiday, not in term time. Surely, we can meet in the middle here.
Just stop going on, will you? Nag, 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 and stop palming boring bits of family business onto me.
Please, Freddie.
You just don't get it, do you? I don't want anything to do with it.
Freddie, you need to chill.
Why are you being so horrible?
Because it never goes in, does it?
I really don't know what else to say, Freddie.
Oh, well, that'll make a change.
Perhaps we should have this conversation another time when you're in a better mood.
I'm sorry, Nolitando. You shouldn't have to listen to all this.
You agree with me, don't you? Mum's such a loser!
You shouldn't talk about your mother like that.
What?
You heard.
But she is!
At least she's trying.
Oh, whatever.
Would you rather have a mum like mine? Who never really cared. A few Skype calls when she remembers.
Well, sounds okay to me.
You know why Sipo didn't come over? Because he never wants to see Mum again.
It's not that bad, though, is it?
Yes, it is. Even now I'm here, she's not interested. Not really. She doesn't ask what I want, what I'm interested in. She doesn't actually know anything about me.
Yeah, okay, so she's a nightmare. I get it. But at least she doesn't nag, though.
Your mom's doing it because she cares. When are you going to stop being such a moany, whinging brat?
But
you're nothing but a spoilt rich kid who doesn't even know he's born.
I'm sorry. Nolitan, no.
Leave me alone.
Do you fancy a break, Pip?
No, I'll finish the yard first, then stop after that.
Okay. I've been thinking about what we might do with the Milton Parlour.
Oh, right.
We can have a chat later if you like. Float some ideas.
To be honest, I haven't really thought about it yet.
Well, that's okay. There's no rush.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you couldn't do me another flask, could you? Just water.
No problem.
Are you scraping the yard, Pip?
Just about to.
Oh, great.
Who's doing the ewes this afternoon?
Oh, I will.
Are you sure?
Yeah, fine.
Oh, then that gives me a chance to collate the yields and the Bacto scans from the dairy.
I was going to do that.
Well, we could look at them together if you like.
I suppose so. Anyway, how does 1:15 sound for lunch?
Oh, great.
Thanks, Rose.
And I'll bring your flask back in a minute, okay?
Oh, I have just had your Auntie Elizabeth on the phone. Sounds like she's having a hard time with Freddie.
For a change.
Apparently he was a nightmare yesterday. Even Nolly lost her patience with him.
Yeah, I knew something had happened. But I'd try and keep out of it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Still, we won't have to worry about it once you're back at Rickyard.
Oh, it's not that bad, Dad.
You should have moved last weekend.
Well, I was going to. I just didn't feel like it.
Oh. Well, at least you came and helped your Grammy stir up Sunday. She always appreciates that.
I know. I don't know why Ben and Josh aren't interested anymore.
Well, that's boys for you, I suppose. If you like, we could move you back in tonight when you're finished.
Not tonight. I was out late with Alfie and I'm feeling a bit tired.
All right. Well, tomorrow or Friday, whichever suits you best.
Actually, do you mind if we talk about this later? I'm not sure yet what I'm doing the rest of the week.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Right. Don't leave it too long, though.
Sorry, Dad. I just want to get on with the yard now, if that's okay.
Mind if I join you, mate?
Oh, be my guest, Harrison.
Oh, I was going to go to the tea room.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm probably best avoiding Fallon at the moment, after last night's rehearsal.
Right.
I'm really sorry about us bickering. Yeah, well, mainly her, but...
It takes two to bicker.
No, you're right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It wasn't exactly love's young dream.
I know.
Well, I thought you'd be perfect casting.
Mm. We will be, Alan, I promise. Won't happen again.
Well, it didn't help having Eddie and Neil upstaging each other all night, either.
No, no.
And as for Susan...
Oof, if I hear the word kafir again, I'm going to...
Well, I know it's only a first rehearsal, but we do need real commitment.
I like not having people wandering in and out all the time on the phones.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, what about Barry and Nathan?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were going to have a punch-up all over the back end of an horse.
At least I got them to agree in the end. They're going to do alternate nights and share the final one.
Well done. You see, it's starting to come together already.
There's a long way to go yet.
Well, I suppose it's a nice change for me from overtime. Spending more time with my boss. Hey, she'd be a good bad fairy for you.
Really?
No, I'm joking. There must be someone.
No, Jennifer and Lillian both turned me down. I've tried everyone else I can think of.
I don't know what to say, mate.
I think Oosh is right. If we don't find someone soon, we may as well cancel the whole thing.
Yeah?
No, it's the pivotal role in the production.
Oh, I suppose there's not that many people who can carry that responsibility.
No, they're a rare breed. Though, actually, now you mention it, there is one person I haven't asked.
Oh?
I'll probably be turned down, of course, but if they said yes, you couldn't find anyone more perfect.
You don't think Pip's finding excuses?
Well, it did occur to me.
And she agreed she'd move back last week, so what's keeping her?
I don't know, but I don't think we should put too much pressure on her.
We're not.
No, we should be careful. Especially as we're all getting on so well at the moment.
Yeah, but we want her back here, not at Lowloxley.
Well, yeah, but...
It doesn't make sense her staying on there.
You're right, but I just think we need to go a bit slower on this one.
How do you mean?
Well, you know... Not go rushing in like a bull in a china shop every time you talk to her.
Since when have I done that?
I know what you like. The way you keep going at things until you get what you want.
Oh, come on, Ruth.
Well, maybe Pip really is just tired. She's certainly working hard enough.
Well, I think there's more to it.
Well, I suppose she could be worried about us interfering again.
Interfering?
You know, like when she was living with Toby... We made it pretty clear how much we disapproved of him.
Yeah, I know, especially Mum.
Well, maybe she thinks we'll do the same with Alfie.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen, though, is it? Alfie's a decent bloke.
But think about it from Pip's point of view.
Honestly, Ruth, there's no comparison. We all knew Toby wasn't good enough, and we've been proved right.
Yeah, I know. But the more we push Pip into moving next door, the more she might think it's so we can keep an eye on her boyfriend.
Of course we won't.
Oh, you and I know that, David. But does Pip...
I've been trying desperately to put the idea out of my head, Linda.
I see.
But the more I think about it, the more I'm convinced. There's simply no one else in Ambridge with the dramatic heft to play the role.
I do appreciate the sentiment, Alan, believe me. However, as you are aware, I have already made my feelings on this matter perfectly clear.
I understand that, Linda.
Quite simply, I do not have the time. With my reading...
Anna Karenina.
I think you'll find it's Anna Karenina in this translation.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
And of course there are my other projects, including the fight against the proposed Bridge Farm housing development.
Yeah, I know.
Which comes to its denouement tomorrow, when the council makes its decision.
Of course.
And it's causes like that, requiring my complete and utter commitment, which make it impossible for me to accept your proposal.
Is Anna Karenina... The one with that line about all happy families being the same.
Ah, no, Alan. To be precise, All happy families are alike, but an unhappy family is unhappy after its own fashion.
Oh.
Tolstoy puts it so well.
Yes. Right, Linda, I'm going to stop beating about the bush.
I didn't think you were.
Without you, this year's Ambridge Panto is not going to happen. It's as simple as that.
Oh!
I mean, think of our village as one of Tolstoy's unhappy families. All the issues which are tearing it apart.
Well, yes, but I...
This is our chance to bring people back together. And who better than you, Linda? The glue in our community, with your unceasing commitment to good causes, year in, year out.
Oh, Alan, even I cannot do it forever.
But can you really stand by and watch our hopes die without a Christmas show?
Oh, I'm sure they won't.
No, they will. You are the only person who can save us.
Your words are very flattering, of course. And one would hate to think one's efforts over the years have not been recognised.
No, they have. They have. And I, more than anyone else, occupying the spiritual equivalent of your secular role, can appreciate the sacrifices that you've made.
Yes. Yes, I dare say that's true.
Now, persevering in the face of brickbats, speaking up on behalf of the underdog, defending your community to the last.
Oh, always.
Surely it isn't too much to ask, Linda. Will you save us one more time in our hour of crisis?
Hi, Dad.
Hi. Brought you some more tea.
Oh, thanks.
Looks like it's going to rain.
Probably.
Well, there's the chute. I think it's quite a big one.
I don't know.
No, well... Pip, about earlier, I hope you don't think we're pushing you into moving back.
No, it's okay.
I mean, obviously we want you to, but your mum's right. There's no rush.
I'll do it soon. I promise.
Great. Wow, you were thirsty.
I know, it must be all the hard work I'm doing.
Mm. So, well, when are you seeing Alfie again?
Tomorrow night.
Seen quite a lot of him.
I suppose so.
He seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
And you obviously like him, which is great.
It's okay, Dad. I get what you're doing.
Honestly, Pip, I'm not doing anything.
Really?
No. But, you know, perhaps we could ask him over for dinner again.
Oh, Dad, it's way too soon for that.
It doesn't have to be a big deal. It's
Dad,
just
will you shut up going on about Alfie and Wick Yard and everything else?
I wasn't.
It's really doing my head in.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Please, can you just leave it, yeah?
Ah, was it a success?
What's that?
Your mission to cast the bad fairy.
I don't know yet. She said she'd think about it.
All right.
Sounds like Robert's cracking on with the set.
Hmm. Who is it then?
Look, if you don't mind, I'd rather not say.
What if whoever it is says no?
Well, I'm not even going to think about that.
Huh? Fair enough. It'd be a crying shame if you had to cancel the show, though.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed, eh?
Is it someone who's done a lot of acting before?
I really can't say.
No, of course. Okay. But they better be good, whoever they are.
Good evening, Alan. Harrison?
Ah, it's Linda.
Oh, Linda. Does this mean it...
Alan, of course.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
But if you don't mind, I'd like a word before we start.
Okay.
Oh, hey, don't mind me. I'll see you in the...
Can you tell Robert we'll be starting in a minute?
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
By the way, don't think I don't know what you were doing earlier.
Well, I learnt at the feet of a master, didn't I?
I suppose so. Now, since I have agreed to set aside my other projects for the duration of this pantomime, I have one or two requests to make of you.
Fire away.
Firstly, there's the script.
Right.
Well, clearly your colleague is not a professional writer.
Well, no,
although
but
I only had time for a quick glance, I couldn't help noticing no rhyming couplets.
Yes.
Of course, I can appreciate your reasons for wanting to use an alternative version, starting with a clean sheet, as it were.
Absolutely.
But really, is this the best we can do?
Linda, I'm not sure that now is the time.
And as for casting, I have several suggestions.
Thank you.
For a start, do you really think pairing Eddie with Neil is a good idea?
Linda, can we have this discussion later?
Well, yes, we can.
Because right now we need to start the rehearsal.
Oh, very well. But I shall need to talk to you about my availabilities.
I thought you were clearing the decks.
And which strategies to follow when it comes to dress and tech rehearsals.
Really, Linda?
Oh, Alan, don't worry. I promise I won't tread on your toes.
Well, that would be good.
What matters most is simply to put on the best show we can and lift Ambridge's spirits.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
Right then. Come on. Let's put the cast through their paces, shall we?
We? Linda?
Is Fallon okay with you taking time off this afternoon?
Oh, yeah, she's fine with it.
Only she didn't seem in a very good mood just now.
Well, that's just the panto. She reckons it's already ruined her Christmas.
All she has to do is lie there with her eyes closed.
I think there's a bit more to it than that, Ed.
Dad was saying she and Harrison have spent most of the rehearsal sniping at each other.
So much for a fairy tale ending.
Well, at least we're well out of that one. Anyway, good luck later.
Thanks. We should be fine, I reckon.
I hope so.
Apart from the fact they don't like it, the Nimbys haven't really got a case at all.
Yeah, but you never know, do you? Maybe they'll come up with something at the last minute.
I don't know what. No, this should finally be the start of us getting our own home. Oh, there's Justin.
OK, I'll see you later.
Bye, love.
Well, bye.
Justin, have you got a minute?
But yes, Emma, what can I do for you?
I was just thinking, I bet you're looking forward to this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Council making its decision on the housing development.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm going to be there too. Now that I'm on the parish council, I told them I'd report back on it.
Well, good for you.
Mainly I just want to see it getting approved.
Right.
If Linda and Kirsty had their way, there'd be nowhere for people like us to live in Ambridge.
No, well, that's possibly true.
It definitely is. But we're going to show them, aren't we?
Well, I hope so. Although I'm not sure I'll actually be there myself.
You're joking.
No.
But you've got to be there, Justin. It's your development.
Yes, but it's just I've got an awful lot on at the moment.
Well, how long will it take out your day, though, really? An hour at most? Probably less.
Well, yes.
And your office is only round the corner, isn't it?
No, you're right. Perhaps I will pop along for a bit.
Good. I'll see you there, then. Be nice to have something to celebrate, won't it?
Yes, that would be good.
I see you've made yourself at home.
Would you like one, Brian?
No, thanks.
You want to watch yourself with those biscuits?
Thank you, Lillian. Your coffee habits as strong as ever, then?
Oh, yeah. Coffee in the morning, gin in the afternoon. You know the routine. Are you sure you don't want one?
No, I'll do it myself, thanks.
All right.
I bumped into Alan earlier.
Oh, yeah?
You know he's cast Linda in the panto?
I knew he was getting desperate.
Apparently she was quite a handful at last night's rehearsal.
Quel surprise.
Good luck to him, is all I can say.
He's a good diplomat. How did the shoot go yesterday?
Oh, very well. We missed Justin, of course. At least I finally managed to speak to him.
Oh, did you?
He's coming to tomorrow's emergency board meeting, thank goodness.
That's good.
Yes. Hopefully we'll be able to sort out the mess Matt's left us in.
I don't suppose Justin mentioned if he's at home today.
No, he's in meetings all day, apparently.
Oh, well, I think I'll nip over to the Dower House later. I'm really missing little Ruby, and I could do with a change of clothing.
Will you be seeing Justin?
Oh, yes, at some point. I'm not sure when, though.
You know, the sooner you two sit down together and sort this out, the better. For all of us.
Congratulations, Justin. We did it.
Yes, we did, Emma.
See? I said it was worth turning up.
And you were right.
Did you see Linda's face when they made the announcement? If looks could kill.
Oh, I think we can afford to be gracious in victory, don't you?
I suppose so.
Just as I'm sure Linda and friends would have been if the decision had gone the other way.
I don't know about that. You should have seen the way she was staring at me.
Well, I just had a quick word with her, and I thought she took the decision as well as could be expected.
Yeah, well, it's all right for her. She already lives somewhere nice. But this will make the world of difference to me and Ed.
Oh, and for that reason alone, Emma, I'm delighted it's gone our way.
Still going to make you and Damara tidy some, though, isn't it?
Well, yes, that's true. By the way, you'll be interested to know that as soon as the paperwork's all gone through, we intend to break ground. Probably the end of February.
So that's when you're going to start building?
Mm-hmm. It should take about 18 months from that point on, if you can wait that long.
Oh, yeah, we can wait.
Well, I hope you've started saving for your deposit.
Yeah, of course. We've already got quite a bit put by.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Now, if you'll excuse me, Emma, I must go and see Pat and Tony to congratulate them.
Oh, okay, then. Bye.
Hello, it's Ed Grundy. If you want to leave a message, please speak after the tone and I'll get back to you. Thank you.
Ed, you'll never guess. We did it. But the hard work starts now.
Oh, Ruby, Mummy's missed you so much. Now, I don't know exactly when I'll be back again, but I promise it won't be long. Oh, Lillian, darling, you're having a full-blown conversation with a dog. So, you never know. Everything might get back to normal again soon. Now, does my favourite girl deserve a treat? Does it? Yes, 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 I think she does. Come on, then, let's see what Mummy's got for you.
Is that you, Lillian? Ruby?
I didn't realise you were here, Justin.
I've only just got back. That's it, Ruby.
I just came back to pick up some clothes. I would have called to let you know, only I didn't want to bother you.
I see. Oh, well, that's enough now, Ruby.
Brian tells me you've been very busy.
Yes. I was at the council meeting in Borchester earlier.
How did it go?
Well, they've given our application the go-ahead.
Well, that's marvellous. Pat and Tony must be thrilled.
They are. I've just been to congratulate them.
I'll have to go round myself.
Well, they're already making plans for when the money comes through.
Of course.
They're thinking of giving Johnny a more permanent position.
Right.
But, of course, you'll find all that out when you see them.
Yes. Yes, I will. It's funny, I hadn't realised how much I've been missing Ruby.
Well, let's hope she doesn't get too upset when you leave.
You must know I never meant for any of this to happen, Justin. Oh. No, it's not just Ruby I'm missing. It's you too. Desperately.
You made your choice.
I didn't. I never chose him. I never would have. Nothing happened with Matt. We never actually slept...
Stop pretending, Lillian! It must have done.
Justin, you've got to believe me. There was nothing physical between me and Matt, I promise.
But not even a kiss?
No. Not really.
I knew it.
No, not a proper one. It was just a goodbye.
No, it was stupid of me to ever believe you could be faithful.
No, it wasn't.
No, having affairs is clearly second nature to you.
How dare you?
No, well, let's face it, the only reason we got together in the first place is because you were having one with me.
I think you find that it was you that was compromising their marriage vows, not me.
Oh, don't split hairs, Lillian.
And don't pretend it was the first time for you either.
That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, yes, it does.
Well, thank God I found out when I did. At least now I've seen the real you.
Well, if that's how you feel, I won't keep you any longer. Please don't do that, Ruby. I'll see you again very soon.
Oh, Lily. What are we doing to each other?
You know, we've saved 4,000 quid since I started at the chicken factory.
Wow, that's brilliant. And that's all down to you.
Well, we're a team, aren't we?
Yeah, but I paid for the AI and the Texels, didn't I?
Well, yeah. But anyway, if we're going to put down a deposit on one of Justin's starter homes, we need to find another 13 grand.
That's a hell of a lot.
And now we know it's going ahead, we've got roughly 21 months to do it.
What, you're joking?
That's what Justin told me.
But that's impossible.
No, it isn't.
Well, you know how hard it's already been. We can't cut back any more, Em.
Yeah, but I've been thinking. We don't have to do so much for Christmas this year, do we?
Well, we hardly pushed the boat out last year. I don't want Will and Nick upstaging us again with George.
Yeah, but if it gets us a house, though...
But that's just Christmas. We're not exactly living at large now, are we?
Are you going to put those jeans on or keep standing there half-naked?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right.
If we really put our minds to it, I'm sure we can do it.
Yeah, I'm glad you think so.
No, we will, Ed. We just got to take every scrap of work going.
More than we already do.
And if we scrimp and save every penny we can, I know we'll get there.
You know what? If it was anyone else, I'd think there's no chance. But I know what you're like.
Do you?
Once you set your mind to something, you're a hard woman to stop.
It's the only way to get things done.
Yeah, no wonder they voted you onto the parish council.
They were all really nice to me the other day.
Only because they're scared of you. Come here.
Oh. I'm not that bad, am I?
Only sometimes.
You do believe we can do it, don't you, Ed?
Well, with you, Em, anything's possible.
Is Jenny here?
Didn't you know she's out this evening?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're right. You look terrible.
Oh, Brian.
Something happened.
I think I've lost Justin.
Really?
He can't forgive me. He won't forgive me.
He actually said that?
Not exactly, but it's obviously what he meant.
Well, when was this?
This afternoon at the Dare House. We had the most awful row.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I really thought we had a chance, but I've blown it.
Well, sometimes people say things in the heat of the moment.
Oh, Brian, I can't bear it.
Now, Lillian, look, you'll be all right.
It won't. Losing Justin is the worst thing that's ever happened to me, and it's all my own fault.
We all make mistakes, Lillian. Not least me. I've been in the doghouse plenty of times. Look, come on, sit down.
Oh, how could I be so stupid, Brian? I'm with Matt, of all people.
Oh, yeah.
I never slept with him. Not that it makes any difference now, of course.
These things don't always work out as badly as you think.
What do you mean?
Well, look at me and Jenny. We're still together, aren't we? When you think of everything I did to her, Siobhan, Rory...
Yeah, but you two have been together so long. It's different for me and Justin. We've only just started.
I know.
I'd give anything to get him back, Brian. I really would.
I'm sure.
But how on earth am I going to do it?
I hear Nolitando's given you the elbow.
What?
Take your headphones out, Freddie.
What did you say?
Have you had a bust up with Nolitando?
She just went a bit weird, that's all.
Sounds like more than that from what Mum said. So, no more busy mates?
It's up to her.
Oh, but you two were like two peas in a pod, unfortunately.
Just drop it, Lil, okay?
It's funny, she wouldn't talk about it either when I asked her. Come on, what's really going on?
You've spoken to her.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it a conversation, but yes, I saw her in college.
Did she tell you how much of a loser I am?
No.
It's what she thinks.
She's more perceptive than I thought.
If you like.
What exactly did she say to you?
Look, didn't Mum tell you? She heard most of it.
Oh, yes. Yes, she did mention something about a moany, whinging brat.
Yeah. I'm a spoilt rich kid too, apparently.
Pretty accurate.
You're not funny.
Well, I've been saying it for years, Freddie. You never listen to me.
Yeah, just like you never listen to me.
I'm listening now. If you've got anything worth hearing.
What? She had a go at me for criticising Mum.
Yeah, Mum was pretty cut up about that.
She's been a real pain recently.
Why do you keep picking fights with her?
Because she never listens.
Look, just because she doesn't agree with you, it doesn't mean she's not listening.
You would take her side.
Look... I know she doesn't always get it right, and she can be a bit clueless sometimes.
Understatement of the year.
But at least she's trying. And it would help if you didn't keep throwing it all back in her face.
I don't.
Yes, you do. Like with our birthday.
Oh, God, don't start.
But she was never going to say yes to Falaraki. Not after the Isle of Wight.
She didn't have to lock my passport away, though.
Oh, you'll get it back soon enough. And she won't be able to stop you next year, will she? Mm,
she better not try.
Hopefully by then you might even be talking to each other.
Doubt it.
Anyway, look, none of this solves the problem of what we're going to do this year. So, I've thought of our own compromise.
Oh, I thought you'd gone, Pip.
Oh, my stupid car won't start.
Oh, no. What's wrong with it?
Tipcombe says it's the starter motor. Oh, I'll have to take it to the garage.
Oh, dear. Well, I can give you a lift to Brookfield if you like.
Oh, thanks, but it's not just that. All my stuff's in the back ready to take to Rickyard.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Why did it have to happen now? Oh, I feel bad enough as it is, the way I let fly my dad the other day, and now this.
Well, I can take your things over.
No, you can't do that.
Yes, I can.
But you're far too busy with Deck the Hall and everything.
Well, yes, but it can wait. I'm actually a bit ahead at the moment.
Really?
Oh, it's no problem.
I really don't want to put you out, Elizabeth.
Don't worry, you won't. Anyway, it'll be a chance to catch up with Mum, David and Ruth.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let me just finish breakfast, make a couple of phone calls, and then I'll be with you.
Okay, thanks. I could start putting my stuff in your car now.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hang on and I'll give you the keys.
Thanks.
Did you go out last night, by the way?
No.
Oh, only I thought you and Alfie.
Yeah, we were, but I told him I needed to sort my things out. He was fine about it.
Oh, right.
But we're seeing each other tomorrow, hopefully.
Good.
Anyway, I'll see you in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks again.
Morning, Pip.
Hey, Freddie. Sorry, I'll catch you later.
Oh. What's the hurry?
She's moving back to Rickyard, but her car's broken down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'm taking her instead, but she needs to swap everything over.
Yeah, of course.
It's a bit rough. I'll give her a hand in a minute.
Oh, I'm going to really miss her.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I'm sure we'll still see plenty of her.
Hope so. But anyway, we've got a proposal.
For our birthday.
Okay, go on.
So, what we've agreed is this. We're fine about having a family tea, or whatever you want to do, on the day itself.
Thank you.
But on the Sunday after...
So that no one has to worry about getting up for college the next day, because we'll have broken up.
On the Sunday, we'd like a party upstairs at the Bull.
I see.
So long as Jolene and Kenton agree, obviously.
Strictly no other family allowed, though. And I want to DJ.
Jolene and Kenton will be there to keep an eye on us.
So, this way, everyone's happy?
Well, yes, but...
And if you agree, I promise I'll stop going on about Falaraki.
And I really, really promise we won't do anything stupid. Will we, Freddy?
Absolutely not.
All right. If you're both going to be on your best behaviour, then yes, you can have a party.
Ah, fantastic.
You know, all I want is for you both to be happy.
Don't worry, Mum. We are.
Definitely.
Oh, Martin Gibson really is a jumped-up little oik, isn't he?
At least they all came round in the end.
Well, mainly thanks to your diplomatic skills, Brown.
Oh, it was nothing. But you're happy with the press release, we agreed.
Yeah, it seems to make our point well enough.
Mm-hmm. I think we managed to disassociate ourselves from Matt.
Thankfully, not a hint of Lillian or me.
But that was never going to happen.
I think I probably owe you a drink.
Oh, there's no need, Justin.
No, it'd be my pleasure. You've been watching my back for a little while now.
Well, I'm sure you'd do the same.
I haven't been much use recently.
I perfectly understand.
So, how about lunch at the Feathers?
That's the very last box.
Well done.
Home sweet home.
Oh, did you see? They've left you an advent calendar.
Oh, that's sweet. It's the first one today, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Not long till Christmas now.
I'll have to get a tree and some decorations up when I get a minute.
You'll be settled back in no time.
Hopefully. Oh, thanks for everything, Elizabeth, and especially for today.
Oh, it's no bother.
I'm going to miss you and the twins.
Well, you're a good go-between.
Oh, thanks. I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's not you. Oh, who's that?
I think it might just be someone to welcome you home.
Not hanging out with Ellis, then?
No, I'll catch up with him later.
I've spoken to Jolene, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
And she said yes.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. So you're cool with Mum now, right?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Freddie, you promised.
No, I will be.
Good. So, who are you inviting?
I've got a few ideas. Ellis, Mao, and the others, obviously.
What about Nolitando?
I don't know. I don't suppose she wants to come, not after what she said.
You know she's over there, don't you?
Where?
I think you should ask her. It'd be nice if she came.
But you don't even like her.
No, but she's your maid. And I'm pretty sure she only said what she did because she was trying to be a good one.
You think?
Yes. Go on, ask her now.
Okay, maybe I will.
I'm sure you won't regret it.
To your very good health.
And yours. Cheers, Jesse. Mm.
This arrived in the post this morning.
Oh, what's that?
My decree absolute. Yeah, we had a lot of other posts too.
Did you?
Yes, a big bundle of RSVPs for the wedding. Exactly. Perfect timing, isn't it? I'm now free to marry the woman of my dreams.
Yes.
Only I think I might have made rather a bad choice there.
Well, for what it's worth, Lillian was very upset last night.
Was she?
Yes, after the...
row we had. She told you about it?
Some of it, yes.
It wasn't very pleasant, I'm afraid.
No, I'm sure. Of course, none of us really know exactly what went on between her and Mo.
I commend you for your loyalty to your sister-in-law, Brown, but I think I know precisely what went on.
Well, yes, possibly. And I can hardly blame you if you did decide to walk away.
No.
But again, for what it's worth, Lillian's adamant that she's innocent of most charges.
Really?
And I, for one, am inclined to believe her.
Are you?
Oh, this is fabulous.
Too right. Gran's beef stew. Well, it was lovely of her to drop it off here.
And I'm so glad you made up with your dad.
Oh, he just caught me at a bad moment, that's all. And I overreacted. It was so silly.
It's true, though, what he said. You know, sometimes as parents, I know we can come across too strongly, but it's only because we care.
Well, I know, but... Well, it's just after what happened with Toby.
Sounds like it's different with Alfie, though.
Maybe. I don't know yet. Still early days.
Mm. You obviously like him.
He's very nice.
Well, I hope it works out for you.
I'm sorry, I've just got to...
Pip, are you all right?
Latif gave me some very similar advice about walking away, and he put it rather more forcefully.
I can imagine.
He's absolutely furious. Though not at Lillian directly. And I wouldn't fancy being in Matt's shoes if ever he gets hold of him.
No, well, it's quite a long queue for that.
I'd say exactly the same to any friend of mine in the same position. Just walk away.
Will you?
Oh, let's face it, Brian. Lillian's just cheated on me with her ex. I feel utterly humiliated. I can't bear it.
Of course.
Well, the stupid thing is, I don't think I can live without her. When she's there, it's as if I've become a different person. I simply can't be rational or level-headed.
I see.
There's something about her that makes me feel more alive than I have done in years.
Not easy, then.
Not at all. I mean, in my head, I know perfectly well it's wrong. I'm stuck in a house I never wanted to buy, living with a dog that was bought to mock me, my business reputation tainted by association with criminals. But in my heart, I can't just give her up and walk away. I know I can't. I have absolutely no idea what to do about it, Brian.
Well, obviously, I can't make the decision for you.
No, of course not.
Having talked to you both, though, sounds to me as if the jury's still out on each side.
Perhaps.
But whatever you decide, you need to do it soon. If the wedding is going ahead, it's only 3 weeks away.
No, you're absolutely right. I really have got to make a decision, haven't I?
you all right? Oh, you poor thing. I wonder what caused it. Not Mum's stew, surely.
No, no.
Look here. What else could it be?
I don't think it's anything I've eaten. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Don't be silly, Pip. There's no need to apologise. Look, you're shaking. Do you think it's a bug?
No. No, it's not that. It's why I've been so tired, I think, and irritable.
So what is it?
I think I'm pregnant.
This is the BBC.
You can listen to audio highlights and actor interviews at bbc.co.uk/archers.